Okay, what is the latest time I can put on tefillin? It's appropriate now. That's a question which has to be here. The answer is that tefillin, it's a mitzvah shazman groma, which means it's a positive commandment, which was a time factor. And there's two reasons why tefillin is possibly could have a certain time you can put on. Shabbos and Yontif, even though there's a machlokes in Gemara Shabbos, but Lahalocha will rule that Shabbos and Yontif is not Zman Tefillin. And that's something which all of the later poskim agree, all the Rishonim and Acharonim agree, that Shabbos and Yontif is not a time for Tefillin. Therefore, when a person puts on Tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, it's not only not a mitzvah, but it's forbidden to do so. That's the first thing. Chol HaMoed, we won't discuss now, it's a whole separate discussion. We spoke about it once. What about Tefillin at night? So there's a machlokes between the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam says that Tefillin at night, Laila loves man tefillin. The Rambam says night is not a time for tefillin, and therefore at night it's not shaykh to put on tefillin, because it's like putting tefillin on time when you're not supposed to. Other Rishonim say that biblically night was a time to put on tefillin, but the Chachomim, the sages, have made a gzeira, they made it a legislation, that for certain reason forbids to put tefillin at night, because a person may fall asleep, and once a person falls asleep at night, he loses control of himself and so on and so forth, and therefore the Chachamim have decreed that one cannot put on tefillin at night, to the extent that they said that it's actually forbidden to put tefillin at night. And therefore, it's not allowed. However, there are interesting questions that are discussed in Halacha, which I won't discuss right now, that let's say a person was an onus. A person, by the way, in Ben Hashmoshes, which means in twilight, it's possible to put without a brocha, but that's a different question. But let's say a person was onus. A person, something happened to him. He was very sick, and he was unconscious for the whole day. And when he came to himself, he was, you know, it's already, it's already, the stars go out. Can a person put film just for a moment to be, not to be yetzer, not to have a day without film? So that's a complicated question, which I won't go into. There are some people who do allow it for some reason, and there's a svara to allow to put in for 1 second, but certainly there's something which cannot be done publicly. It cannot be done we can't go do miftsoim at night to go to put in film people at night. So, you know, it's a there's certain logic that one is allowed to do it, and the ultimate discussion is that film really is a mitzvah that has to be done every second of a day. It's not a mitzvah that you put on once a day, from biblically. It's a mitzvah nimsheches. Every time a person wears tefillin, it's a mitzvah. He does the mitzvah. Lulav and Nesrog is different. Lulav and Nesrog, you do it once, and you fulfill the mitzvah. You can't take it again, make a bracha again. You've done the mitzvah, you can't do it again. On the contrary, when a person shuk lulav and Nesrog, he can't make even a bracha afterwards, because you've done the mitzvah already, you can't do the bracha after you did the mitzvah. It's like a person can't drink a glass of juice and then make a shakol nebedvor. You finished, you can make an after blessing, but you can't bless it before. You've done already. A person cannot, but if a mitzvah is a continuous mitzvah, he can still make a bracha. So with tefillin, there's a way how to make a bracha tefillin even after you put it on, by moving it and so on and so forth, because you're still fulfilling the mitzvah every minute that you're wearing it. And according to this, and the Rambam doesn't even mention about the idea of wearing tefillin only once a day. He says he talks about wearing mitzvah all the time. In the later years, for certain reason, the custom became by most people that we wear tefillin only by davening because of the Yidus Adairis, because of the descent of generations. And discussion which appears in Poskim, is it a mitzvah that you can do once a day? And for that day, you fulfill the mitzvah. Prima Godim talks about it, and so on and so forth. And the Arizal talks about it. And the Poel, we rule that every day there should be, one shouldn't miss a day to put on film. But the question is, even if you say that one can put film at night for 1 second, but the day is finished, so do we say that it's not even, there's no point to do it? Even if you could do it at night for 1 second, but you've already, the day passed, the day is finished. So here, that's when Alter Rebbe talks about in laws of Pirchas HaTorah, when it comes to certain things, it's the night which goes after the day, another day after the night. And therefore, it's still considered, it would be, if there will be allowance to put on tefillin, it would still be considered that you put on tefillin for that particular day, even if though it's after night.